at 11:15. Speaking about champions, I've got my own here, one of my favorite champions. Beautiful. She's a mother, an author, you know, the founder of Kintukuro Consulting. Yay. She's a beautiful friend, sister, queen. The list is just endless. You know, the list is just endless. It is endless. And of course, the one and only Liesel Snyman. Welcome.
Good morning, Sister Queen. Your gorgeous self. Oh, you're looking oh so beautiful today.
Thank you.
The warmth that's in you. Thank you. You read my mooi gemaak.
Yes. So I mentioned off air that, you know, one of our listeners, Esmeralda, was looking for you. She was like, when are you speaking to Liesel? And I was like, you know, it's happening tomorrow. Just be patient. So I hope she's actually
Esmeralda,
tuned in.
I hope you're there. Yes. And good morning to you too, Sister Queen.
Yes. Fantastic. I don't want us to wait any more time. Mm. I know that we're removing the layers around LGBTQI+. Mm-hmm. You know, but before we can get any further, the views and opinions expressed in this program and those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent. Now, while there's a worldly debate placed around the LGBTQ+ topic, we want to state that today's particular topic is not a biblical yeah. debate, but rather, you know, a discussion with a mother who's here to share her experience around parenting a former LGBTQ+ child. Hmm. Now, the LGBTQ+ community, or rather topic, is certainly hot button topic. Now, Liesel, I want to know from you, what are your views on this matter?
Sure. I don't know. All of a sudden, my heart is just beating so fast, and I'm thanking the Lord for His presence in this place. And I think today I want to respond as a mother and as someone who journeyed the road myself. Yeah. You know, we're closely connections with people who are finding themselves in this community. I'm going to call it a community today. And my story specifically started in 2009 when one of my closest cousins, I'm going to start there because I want you to understand the context. Okay. When one of my closest cousins came to me, and he came out because of the relationship that the two of us had. And yeah. I remember when he first approached me, how scared he was. Like, I was looking at him, and because he was one of my close cousins, I could hear his voice tremble as he was talking because he knew my stance with regards to the sin, because it's a sin, right?
Yeah.
And as he was talking, all I felt was this deep compassion for him. And the more he was crying and trying to tell me where he's finding himself and how scared he was for rejection, and my love for him grew even more. And it was a strange feeling, but because our relationship was built upon love. So I was the one that he started then talking to. And because I felt the love, and as my heart increased in size for him, and he knew what my my feel was, what related to this topic. And at that time, I just found the Lord again. I think it was a year or 2 years after I reconnected with the Lord again. So I was a young Christian. Shortly after that, when I then journeyed through the valley of the shadow of death, I just came out of my cancer treatment in 2011. Mm-hmm. No, in 2012. I then found out that my daughter was was in a relationship with another girl. And I remember how I felt when I saw or I heard about this. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because I wouldn't want any mother or daughter or parent and child to go through what I experienced. When my daughter's state came out at that point, I completely lost myself in my religious state of my mind. My first question was, how could you? How can you embarrass me like that? You didn't know the road that I just walked. What is the people going to say? How can you do this to me? And with all these questions and anger that I had towards my daughter, my heart became hardened to her. The same child that I carried under my heart for 9 months, the same child who I had visions of seeing her walking down the aisle, the same child that I love with all my heart, she was now everything that I never imagined she would be. And my anger turned my hardened heart into a hard place for her. I rejected her completely. Mm. I was unable to love her the way she needed love at that point. And I started looking at my girl as if she was the embodiment of sin.
Sure.
Herself.
Sure. Mm.
So much so that whenever we used to talk, I found it uncomfortable to speak to her because all I could see that, and my mind was completely closed to the state of sin that I found myself in. Mm. I removed in the state that I found myself in, I couldn't, like my mouth couldn't pray over her.
Mm.
So I stopped.
Sure.
And this, I suppose something that happens when a parent stops praying for their child from a state of love and from a state of future purpose. Because prayer is future.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't pray for change my now. We pray for change my next moment, the next moment, the future of. Oh, and I stop praying into someone's future. And my child became this little girl that was lost in a desert of sin. The world, I just sent her out without covering into the world. And our relationship became so badly severed that once myself and Simone reconciled, there was something that she said that really, really, like as we were talking, because we needed to talk through the process, she said, "Mom, I suffocated in South Africa and I needed to get out." She actually ran away to become an au pair in America just so that she can get away from the condemnation that she was feeling, the rejection. My child didn't have a place to belong because I chucked her out of my heart.
Yeah.
So I think I was so blinded, Sake, why am I sharing? I need to share this. I was so blinded by my religious state that my blindness caused me to overlook the fact that I myself was no longer portraying a godly character that God gave me.
Mm. Yeah.
That this, it has now become so close to my home that my heart has become close to see that, Liesl, wait a minute, what is the condition of your heart?
Mm.
And as a result of my condition that becomes so hardened because of sin, I closed it for my daughter, the one that came from my belly. My pain, or not pain, my anger, I'm not going to call it pain, I'm going to call it anger. My anger blinded me to see that my daughter was in so much pain and that the hurt that she felt was because I withheld my love from her. And I was reminded how I felt when I was in sin and nobody had anything good to say about me. That where because nobody had any good to say about me, I seek those who took me in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in a way, I feel like I sent my daughter into the world without a covering because I was so angered by what I heard.
Yeah.
And it caused us many years of moments that we could have had as mother and daughter to talk about, you know, what's your dreams? What's your, how was your day? What are you experiencing? Yeah. What are you dreaming for? Because all I saw was the sin and forgetting that I myself am also just but a sinner saved by grace.
Sure, sure. I'm really, really touched by that. Really am. Now reflecting, Liesl, back on how, you know, you reacted, whether it was that moment when she broke the news or throughout those, you know, that time when you had hardened your heart against her, you know, and how the weight of your reproach impacted your daughter and your relationship with her as her mother. What do you think, you know, is that some of the things that you could have done differently?
I think firstly, I think my heart should have remained open to my daughter and my relationship with her first and foremost. However, in the heat of an emotion, if you don't know how to handle with emotion, just like emotion can roll over to depression if it's not dealt with, an emotion that lingers too long over time tells you that this is your truth. This is what you need to do. You are right.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that I fail to see. For example, I had a dream where I dreamed my daughter's whole body was shredded, like there were pieces of skin that was just hanging. And in the one part of the dream, I saw how she's reaching through a gate. Yeah. It was almost like a jail bars.
Yeah.
And she was reaching out and she was leaning out towards me. And then I woke up. And when after the Lord has dealt with me, I could understand that her identity has been shredded into pieces. It was ripped to pieces. And there was a call, desperate plea for help. Any help. Any help. I think it's a very lonely road when you're caught in sin and everybody rejects you.
Yeah.
I'm going to just call it sin because, I mean, the Bible is clear about it. Sin is sin. Sin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but I was so blinded to that, I didn't see that. All I just saw was the sun. So I think for me, I had to remind myself after I had that dream and the Lord dealt with my heart and he showed me the condition of my heart and saying, Liesl, rend your heart before me and show me what your heart looks like. That I saw that as a mother, my responsibility of providing, protecting, guiding, correcting, teaching, preparing, modeling, encouraging and loving. I failed with that because I was just focused on what she was doing and not focused on the purpose that God still has for her. As my daughter, as a parent, I didn't give my daughter the fruit of the Spirit. I'm going to go there. As a parent, I didn't give my daughter the fruit of the Spirit that speaks about love. I'm talking about love. Not pretentious love. Yeah. Love, joy, peace. I need to be a place of peace that she can come to and say, Mommy, I'm scared. Mommy, I don't know. I don't understand. But she couldn't because I rejected her.
Yeah.
I need to be patient with her. I need to be kind with her. Let's speak about goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. So,
very important.
So what I failed and in gentleness, I mean, I needed somebody to walk alongside me. So yes, the church pray, but I needed somebody to remind me that I have a daughter that needs my love. I needed someone to remind me or coach me that through my emotions that I still need to honor God with the great commandment and I need to honor the responsibility that he's given me, which is my child. So I need to honor my role as a mother. So God's commandment is very clear, and I don't want to go into that today because it's once again not a biblical topic, but the commandment is clear, love. So there's so much that I can say, but I want to say the following, that if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are a spiritual restorer, that we do it with gentleness. It's not me who say that. That's word. That we do it with gentleness so that we do not become and look at anything with reproach. Because it closes the person's heart to hearing the gentleness that the Lord has placed inside of us. And the thing is, this emotion, if it's not dealt with, anger, disappointment, and all of that, if it's not dealt with, it leaves you with a layer of reproach, and then you place that reproach on other people because they are not finding themselves where you believe they need to be. But what is God's plan? And what is what is God's commandment for you? I'm grateful today that my daughter's relation, my relationship with my daughter has been beautifully restored. We do serve a God of restoration. I'm glad today that my daughter she's on her way to becoming a mommy. She's already a mommy, I should say, because she's going to give birth soon.
Congratulations to her,
She's a beautiful, beautiful woman, and I had to see the beauty that was inside of her all along. It was never gone. It was still there. It was still there. But so I believe that my life has almost become this manifestation of God's sovereignty and restorative part power, that we need to acknowledge that it's in Him that the restorative power lays, and it's not in our own strength.
Yeah.
But I had to go through that process. I'm supposed to speak from a point of experience that other parents do not have to go through that.
Yes.
That children do not have to go through what my daughter went through.
Mm.
She has not yet spoken about the loneliness that she experienced when there was no one. Myself, her father. Now that we are there, she doesn't want to get enough of us because there was moments when we weren't there for her.
Yeah.
And that hurts saying it.
Mm.
But that is what I had to go through to understand that I never want to inflict that pain on anybody ever again.
Yeah, and carry that message so that no one will be able to inflict that kind of pain.
That's right.
I can really tell that that point in your life, looking back to it now and thinking about it and talking about it, you know, resurfaces some sad and heartbreaking emotions. I mean, you are tearing up, and it's understandable. You know, it's understandable, you're a mother, but I'm glad and praise be to God that your relationship with your daughter has been restored and you both cannot get enough of each other.
It's beautiful to have that, yes.
I love that.
Absolutely beautiful.
Now, Liesl, what are some of your, you know, closing words to a parent or a relative or a friend who's finding themselves where, you know, someone they love or know are now confronted with a LGBTQ plus lifestyle?
I think I want to make it as simple as I possibly can. That the earth and everything that is in it is the Lord's.
Yeah.
The earth and everything that is in it is the Lord, and your child is God's.
Mm.
And your child is your responsibility. Don't stop loving. It's okay to get anger, but don't sin.
Yeah.
It's biblical.
Sure.
It's okay to get angry, feel disappointed, but don't forget your responsibility as a parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Search your heart above all things. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. Find somebody that can, again, that whole thing about who's spiritually sound, but also practically sharp. Because we need to apply practical steps to ensure that we don't send our children without a covering. Yes, we cannot decide for our children. Every person's journey is their own, but the covering is important. Let's not get distracted with what we see and not allowing God to use us for what we do not see or can even comprehend.
Sure.
I want to stop there.
Sure. That is really, really powerful. Esmeralda, yes, she's tuned in. Thank you so much, Essie. She's saying, morning, Psych and Liesl. Yes, I'm tuned in. Such an important topic. Thanks so much. Wow, Liesl, your testimony is so direct, so raw, so honest. Thanks so much for that. We as parents needed to hear this testimony. And she's also appreciative of this slot. And really, man, just to remind, you know, some of the parents of things that we go through, that we have to go through so that many can be saved by our testimonies. Simone.
That's my daughter.
Simone. Hi. Hi. Congratulations. Welcome to motherhood. If it's your first, is it her first?
Her first baby, yes.
Welcome to motherhood. She's saying, I'm in tears. Right now, the only words I have is that I love you, mommy. I'm extremely thankful for our journey, mommy. You're amazing.
God. Oh. I love you too, girlie.
Sure. Anastasia is saying, I love this. This mother learned that we are all sinners and that no sin is unforgivable by God. We tend to forget about the fruit of the Spirit that all of us Christians are supposed to embody. Jesus showed love and kindness even to the tax collectors and prostitutes. Love forgives all things.
Yeah.
Sure. And it goes back to what it says, that love covers a multitude, you know, of sin, all things. Sure. Liesl, thank you so much. Yet another conversation and topic, you know, that is very, very much needed. And I can
only pray. Soul is there.
Melcel, yes.
Yes.
Melcel is saying, good morning, ladies. What a needed topic. I agree on that. Saying one thing I can say, being caught in a homosexual relationship for 1 year and 9 months, is that the only thing that can penetrate the sin and shame and the spirit is that homosexuality was love, not the harsh words, not the scolding, but love, not to condone, but to love them through the season. Jesus came to give love, and that is how he redeemed us through love. Powerful. Amazing. Thank you so much to everyone with your comments. Really appreciate it. And Liesl, thank you so much for your time and you sharing your heart and wearing it on your sleeves, you know, so that, you know, your story, your testimony can save many families, many families, and also to remind, to teach parents that we shouldn't send our kids out without a covering.
Without a covering.
Without a covering.
I think that is probably the most important thing.
Mm.
Because our covering is there for a reason. Like God is our covering over our marriage, husband over the wife, parents over the children. The covering is important.
Mm. It is. It is.
And allow God to do the rest.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's 11:36, right here on In Season. Sure, my heart is heavy and also light. Does that make sense? Heavy and light.
I can relate to that.
Yes, laughter. Love it. Love it. God is really good indeed. He is good.
Mm.